Well, I like this is Chaz Palminteri, and I like to welcome you to the Chaz Palminteri podcast. I have a wonderful guest with me tonight, a person that means a lot to me, and I'll tell you who it is. Amanda Coots. Amanda Coots is on the Talk, CBS. What time is it there in LA? You have it, Amanda.
It airs here at 1 p.m. PST.
1 p.m. TST. A PST. That's great. And it's a great show. And Amanda is one of the stars of that. She also has one of the top, if not the top, fitness people. She is one of the top fitness people in the country. AK Fitness. Is that right, Amanda? Yeah,
that's right. Thank you.
That is right. And she also, Amanda and I met when she was doing Bullets over Broadway, and I get very emotional, and I'm trying not to be, but Amanda was married to the great Nick Cordero, who passed away from COVID. And it's like, I want to talk to you about so much, but I guess we should talk about your incredible husband, Nick, first, and then we could talk about your career and a little more. But I just like to know, there's that one shot I see of you and Nick, when Nick is standing there and you come out with, and it's like this incredible shot of both of you. Were you dating at that time when you did that shot?
So that's a lot of built up chemistry right there, Chaz. That was at the Tony Awards, and no, we were not dating yet. But I do think that we obviously you can tell that we liked each other at that moment in time. You can feel. I love that photo too because you can feel our tension just kind of brewing. You know.
You know, the amazing thing is when obviously Nick was nominated for a Tony for Bronx Tale Bullets, and then we saw him, and I begged him. I said, "You got to play Sonny," because he said, "I did a gangster. I want to do another gangster." I said, "You got to do." I said, "Trust me, this is a different type of gangster. You got to do this," and he did, and he was great. And I got to know Nick very well when we were doing Bronx Tale, and I remember, Amanda, that he was dating you at the time, and you guys were getting serious. And Nick was like, it was like a brother to me, you know. And we would talk all the time about life. And he asked me about how long I was married. Because I know he wanted to pop the question or something with you. Really. And he said, "Well, how do you know when you find one of the great ones?" He was telling me, "I really met this girl." And I said, "Well, Nick, you know, it's, if you don't want to lose her, then that's it, you know." And he was so in love with you, and he spoke so passionate about you that he's never met anyone like you and who made him feel this way. And I never forgot that. I'm sorry. Usually I never get tongue-tied on these things. I love Nick Cordero so much. And I'm so proud of you. I mean, people don't realize what they can never realize what you went through and how you fought to the very, very end for this man to just, you know, come out of that coma or semi-coma that he was in. But I'm sure it's very hard for you, but I'm sure you have some wonderful memories for him about him, don't you?
Oh my God. Yeah. The best. I mean, you know, honestly, Chaz, for me right now, the hardest part, and I've been crying all day already, so I might keep crying on this podcast, but the hardest part for me right now is I keep looking back at a year ago.
Yeah. I knew that,
You know, he fought so hard.
He was such a fighter. I mean, nobody fought like that I know of who had COVID. I mean, they passed away in a weeks. I mean, this guy fought for 3 months, three months. And the amazing thing about him was, when you look at his songs, about, you know,
live your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we need a miracle and four all fades to black. Yeah. I mean, they're almost poetic.
I still think he's alive because he was so young and so full of life. And the beauty of it, one of the beauties, and thank God that you have this beautiful son, Elvis, who is a magnificent young boy. And I tell people, I always go, I was getting a physical examination. I always get my yearly physical.
Yeah.
And I was leaving, and I heard somebody go, "Hey, Chaz," as I was leaving the hospital, and all of a sudden, I turn, and there's you and Nick with Elvis. And I'm like, what? He says, "Oh, yeah, Amanda just had the was right here." And I'm going, wow. And I said, "Yeah, I go for my yearly physical here." And we were talking, and I said, "How are you getting back?" He said, "No, we're going to take an Uber." And I said, "Oh, no, you're coming with me." Mm-hmm. And I remember getting in the car and driving you guys to your apartment. Mm-hmm. And I remember you and Nick saying, "I can't wait till he gets older because I'm going to tell him that he got his first car ride from Chaz Palminteri."
Yeah.
And
he left the hospital with Chaz Palminteri and a really nice Mercedes. I mean, what kind of kid, you know?
What kind of kid gets that, you know? But the amazing thing is that you've, you know, sometimes people, they hit a wall when something really bad happens. But Amanda, you are the epitome of something bad happening and fighting on and turning your life into something incredible. You are the epitome of that. You really, really are. You didn't feel sorry for yourself. You loved your husband with all your heart, but you were not going to fail and you were not going down. And you just said, "You know what? I'm going to keep my memory of my husband, but I am going to fight on, and I have to have a life for myself and for my son." And my God, you are the epitome of that. And are you having a great time on the talk? Are you enjoying that?
I absolutely am. I really love it here. I'm very grateful to have this job because, you know, I get to come to a family every day, you know, and I don't have a family right now, you know, like, so it's really nice to be able to drive to work and have other adults that I get to talk to and have some conversations and feel pretty and feel important. And, you know, it's these little things, but they really do add up and make you, you know, make your days easier. That's for sure. I'm very, very grateful. And everyone here has since day one been so supportive and so loving and kind and helpful to me. Like I said, it really just feels like, you know, I have another family, which is what I need right now, you know?
Right. And your book, please tell us about your book that you wrote for, please tell us.
Yeah. So, you know, Anna and I, my sister, started writing this book a couple of weeks after Nick passed, and, HarperCollins contacted me, before we even knew Nick was going to pass. And, told me that I have to write this down and write this story. And I'm so grateful for them that they asked me to do this because I don't know if I would have. And in writing this story, it was a huge, you know, cathartic experience for me. It was very therapeutic and it really, I couldn't write this story now because there's so much detail in this book, Chaz, from dates to medical reports to what the doctors were telling me on the phone that was ingrained in my head, you know, just like at that point in time, I thought I could have been a nurse, you know, I knew so much.
Wow.
And, I just finished the audio book a couple of weeks ago. And as I read that final sentence, I was like, I could not sit down and write this book today. I'm so glad that I started it when I did. I think that it's important. I think it's an important piece of history, but it's a beautiful love story, obviously about Nick and I, but it shows a love story about family and how family love and how family is so important and
right.
Nick's family and my family and the story of Nick and I. And there's a lot of memories in there, a lot of flashbacks to how we met and our love story and Elvis, and but a lot about the pandemic and COVID and our on our battle, that 95-day battle that we had. I think a lot of people will, you know, enjoy reading it because it's you know, we all experienced this right. in some way or shape or form. And, you know, it's crazy, Chaz, because like even just a year later, you know, it's sometimes hard to believe we went through that. You know, it's like yes. a year ago today, we weren't leaving our homes. You know, our world has changed so much even in a year that I think reading this book, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I remember that. We weren't allowed to leave our house. We weren't allowed to hug. We weren't allowed to see people.
Right.
You know, we were washing our groceries before even pushing, you know, putting them in the fridge. Like
I remember that. Wow.
You know, so, and it's so easy to forget these tiny details, but they're all in the book. And I think it's going to take you right back, you know? And
yeah. I think so. I think people who lost loved ones, I think it's a very a good book to read, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I hope so. I hope people, you know, I hope people like it, of course. And you know, honestly though, Chaz, the most beautiful sentiment, a girlfriend of mine read it. And she told me that she had a dream that Nick came to her and said, I sat by Amanda while she was writing that book and I now know my story. She wrote my story. I didn't know what happened to me because I was in a coma. I didn't know my story. Mm-hmm. And now I know, and I have closure to my life. I know my story now. And I was bawling because I never wrote the book like that, thinking that this would be closure for Nick, but it makes so much sense.
It makes sense. And I believe in things like that. I believe in spirituality. I believe in spirits. I believe in guides. I always have.
Yeah.
That's why he was such a powerful force. I mean, he was this man. He was 6'5" and drop dead gorgeous, and could dance and could sing and could act. My God, I mean, it was like frightening how much talent this guy had, you know. And
yeah, and on top of that, just the kindest man ever, which you know,
the kindness, so kind and so humble. I used to tell him, Nick, stop being so humble, Nick, please. You're too humble. I said, stop being so humble. Come on. You know, he was so like, no, I don't want to push. I go, Nick, please stop it. You know, and the amazing thing was how much, I remember him talking to me about you, how much he loved you. And, you know, I remember watching your show and when Elvis came out with the flowers, when he walked.
Oh.
I was like, gone. I said, I walked, I said, John, I can't look at this. I was just, but it was so beautiful and so touching. And I'm so happy that you're on that show. You're so good in it and everyone else is so good in it.
Thank you.
And you know what? You know what, Amanda? You have it. You have that thing inside of you that people want to see, that people enjoy turning on to. Television's a very different medium than film. Film, they don't have to like you to go see you in film. Television, they have to like you. Because you're there in their house. I don't want someone I don't like in my house. I turn the channel. in film, I could watch somebody I don't like because I know another hour and a half, I don't have to look at this person no more. But I could enjoy the movie. In television, it takes a special talent to just have people want to go, oh, I really like her. I really like her. What time is she on? Oh, let me put that channel on. You know, and you have that. And I'm so happy for you for that because I think you're going to have a really big career in television. Really big career. No, I do.
Well, listen, Chaz, I appreciate that. And you saying that means the world because I know you know what you're talking about. You know this business. So I that's a huge compliment. And I really take that to heart. I thank you so much for that.
Yeah. Would you like to do more television, more work on TV, you know?
I would. I really enjoy it. You know, it's fun. It's fun going from Broadway to, you know, creating my own fitness business. I did a lot of television segments just, you know, promoting my fitness. And so it's not necessarily a medium that was, you know, outside of the box for me, but it definitely feels very good, you know, and I feel at home here. And I really do enjoy it. I really do enjoy it.
And how is your fitness business coming? Do you have to be slower with that? Did you have to like put that off a little bit because of the talk or no?
You know, luckily everything works out okay. I mean, because the world still is, you know, kind of in Zoom land. I do Zoom classes once a week, and then I created my app. So I now have a fitness app. So I kind of focus all my energy there and make sure that the people at home that are using my app have content. And so I'm creating for that, which is great. You know, things evolve, you know, we evolve as human beings. And yes. I started my business, you know, on foot, doing privates day to day, running around New York City, up, down, north, south, east, west. And now it's like all on this app that I created. And it's really cool to see something that you've built from scratch go to that and be something that you can really manage and manage well.
Wow. My producer, Michael, you have a question for Amanda?
Yes. After this whole quarantine season, like what tips you have for people dealing with depression or just being fat now?
This was actually my philosophy before Nick. And then when everything happened with Nick, it was more so my philosophy. But honestly, you guys, it's so basic. We as human beings, if you are so lucky to be able to get out of bed and stand on 2 feet and to walk and to smile and to be able to use your body, working out is not a chore. It's a privilege. And you need to be grateful for that privilege every single day. And whether it's 5 minutes or 50 minutes, don't take it for granted. Don't complain about it. There are so many people that are injured that can't move their bodies, that are like Nick in a hospital bed for 95 days that cannot move their body. And you can, and you're going to complain about it, or you're going to say, "Ugh, I don't want to do it today." How dare you? That's my philosophy. Get out there, take a walk, lift an arm, do a squat, whatever you can do, you do it because you can and because you're grateful that you can.
Wow. Yeah. That is I could see why your app is so powerful and why so many people, you know, you're like the Tony Robbins of fitness.
You know what I mean?
You're like Joel Osteen. I'm ready to run around the corner right now. I'm ready to start doing squats right now. Oh, my God.
I have one more question.
Go ahead, Michael.
Like the personal trainer jobs you said you used to have, like I'm always fascinated. What's the strangest thing that's happened while doing that gig?
Oh, you know, this might not be necessarily strange, but, you know, I think a lot of personal trainers will tell you that we also become therapists. You know, when you start personal training somebody, you know, all the dirty details come out, right? Like the people will tell, it's like being a hairdresser. People just open up, they tell you everything. And so I was seeing this one client for the first time. And, you know, as soon as we just started getting moving, she just broke down into tears. Our whole hour session was just sitting on the floor, encouraging her that she was okay to be able to move her body because she was so in fear of breaking that mold of, I'm finally going to do this. I'm finally going to commit myself to exercise. And it took about 50 minutes and we spent the last 10 minutes actually moving. But for 50 minutes, I was a therapist and just encouraging and talking her out of her own mind, which was blocking her from being able to actually just move.
Yeah, I mean, it's very true because people get stuck in a gear. It's like a car. They're stuck in that third gear. And all of a sudden, when you, Amanda, get them out of that gear, they're uncomfortable. They don't know what to do. They don't like it. You know, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know.
Yes.
And so they want to go back there. And no, I like being comfortable here.
Yeah.
My psychiatrist used to say, it's nice to be in the comfort zone, but the only problem is nothing ever grows there.
Right. Know? Right. Or Chaz, they overcompensate. They're like, oh yeah, 10 pushups. Yeah. And they haven't worked out for a year, but they overcompensate.
Yes.
And then they leave and they're like, I can't ever do that again. Oh my gosh. I'm, you know, or they throw up and they're like, working out's just too much. It's like, it is. It's a mental mind game. And I'm not saying it's an easy one, but I'm saying that if you get out of it, if you convince yourself about, you know, like I said, how lucky you are to be able to do it. It's one day at a time. And all about, all it is that you're just taking care of yourself and you do it at your speed, but you move right. every day.
Do you have people with different levels of fitness come to you? Amanda?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love that. I love working with people. I actually miss doing privates because it's really fun to see people grow and to, you know, have somebody that's just starting out, to have somebody that's, you know, really, really good or really athletic, or, you know, it's fun. It's a great challenge. And I love working with people and I love teaching. So I do miss that part of it.
Well, that's fantastic. Is it true? I know we're closing up here, but is it true? I have to know. Did Nick really learn how to jump rope so he could impress you? Is that true? Sorry.
As this is honestly, it is really the cutest story my husband ever did. He could not jump rope. And every time he would ask me to train him, I would hand him that jump rope and he was just a disaster. He couldn't do more than two in a row. And so I finally just, you know, stopped. And then he went off, you know, he was in Canada while his dad was passing and he taught himself how to jump rope. Every day, and he went to the before he went to the hospital, he went to the gym, taught himself how to jump rope, came back, asked me to come to dinner, and we sat at Fiorello's, which is our favorite restaurant in New York City, and we were sitting in Fiorello's, and he was like, I really like you to start training me again. I'll pay you. I know we're not dating each other right now, but I'll pay you. And I said, Nick, you're not gonna pay me. I'm not gonna charge you. I was like, let's do it tomorrow. And he's like, okay, I really, really appreciate that. He shows up in new workout clothes, looking so cute, you know, and I hand them the jump rope and I go, now listen, you know, let's just take it easy. Let's remember the things that I taught you. And he starts jumping rope and doing all sorts of tricks. And I was like, what? And then he told me he taught himself to jump rope to win me back. And we never looked back. We never broke up again.
Never broke up. Well, that is, that's an amazing story. And what a way to end our interview. That was fantastic. Wow. Amanda Coots, one of the stars of the talk on 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Is that right? Her app, one of the best apps ever in fitness. And what is the name of the app, Amanda? AK Fitness?
Amanda Coots Fitness, I think it's under. AK right. Fitness also, either or, yeah.
That's great. And obviously, the incredible legacy of your husband and keeping his memory alive. And I always tell people that the great philosophers used to say that people die twice. The first time is when their breath leaves their body, and the second time is when their name is mentioned for the last time on earth. Mm. So because of that, I will never forget that. And I know that Nick will be alive forever because you and I will always mention his name and always mention the incredible man that he was. And I miss him every day. And I miss him every day. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again and seeing his beautiful boy, Elvis. I want to wish you a wonderful day, and God bless you and
God
Elvis,
bless you.
The whole family. And thank you so much for being on my podcast.
Thank you, Chaz. It's so good to see you. I miss your face.
I miss you too, honey. We'll see you soon.
Okay. Right. Thank Bye. You. Bye. Bye-bye.
Hi, welcome to the Chaz Palminteri Podcast. Don't forget, if you like what you're hearing, seeing, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button. Don't forget to comment.